From the City of Angels near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. In a moment, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from CriticalHealthNews.com joins us to talk about your health. The website to go to, let's slam it again and set another world record, CriticalHealthNews.com. Go to it with your smartphone, go to it with your desktop, and also download the free apps in your app store. CriticalHealthNews.com. And here's the number to call for assistance when Ben gives information, just like Doc Wallach does. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Up next, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from CriticalHealthNews.com. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from CriticalHealthNews.com. The pharmacist is registered pharmacist, nutritionist, cosmetic chemist. He's been compounding custom medications and formulating nutritional and skincare products for years, consulting with doctors and patients since graduating from the University of Colorado's School of Pharmacy back in 1986. He is a regular contributor to CriticalHealthNews.com. And Ben, I can't think of a better time than to have you back on the program, my friend.
Thank you, George. Great to talk to you again. Happy New Year.
You too. Emails are flooding in. We'll take calls pretty soon to give people some tips. How have you been?
I've been healthy and strong, thankfully. How about yourself?
Taking supplements and the same thing.
Yeah, making the supplements. I opened up a compounding pharmacy for skincare. I'm helping people with their skin, making products, telling people about the longevity products, helping folks with nutrition. Same thing I always do.
Excellent. Well, we've got lots to talk about. We're going to take calls in a half hour or so, less than that, and all of the next hour as well. We've got an email in from Bart. He wants to know from you specifically, what's the best nutritional supplements for fibromyalgia?
Oh, fibromyalgia. That is one miserable condition. Can you imagine the worst muscle aches you've ever had, like after a workout when your body's sore except head to toe, and it never stops? And what it is, George, it's the accumulation of toxicity in the body. The body has a very interesting way of compartmentalizing poison. It sticks it in the connective tissue and the muscles. It's kind of like when I was a kid and my mom would tell me to clean up my room. I had a real quick way to clean up my room in like a minute or 2 minutes. You know what I did? I shoved everything under the bed. And that's what she'd come in and check out my room. So how'd you do it? She wouldn't look under the bed, fortunately, because all the crap was under the bed. So the body does the same thing. It puts the toxicity that enters into the bloodstream through the digestive system, through leaky gut, into the connective tissue and the muscle. The first thing you want to do with fibromyalgia is work on your digestive system, especially as it regards the female hormone estrogen. It's unusual that this gentleman has fibromyalgia because 90% of the patients who suffer from this condition are women. And that's because of the connection between the fatty steroid hormone estrogen, which men make also, and fibromyalgia. So in addition to working on a leaky gut, that is using things like probiotics, the Nightly Essence from Longevity, for example, connective tissue building supplements like the collagen peptides from Longevity, and then stabilizing and supporting the body's abilities to detoxify the hormone estrogen, which is responsible for a lot of health misery, not just fibromyalgia, but for fibroids, for cysts, for reproductive cancers, a whole spectrum of health misery is associated with this female hormone estrogen. And working on the body's ability or improving the body's ability to process estrogen is really important. And that especially means working on the liver, using liver nutrients, things like the Ultimate Selenium if you're going to use longevity products are ideal for the liver. The Ultimate Essential Fatty Acids are also important for the liver. And then female hormone types of supplements.
What do you think of Pfizer's request to the FDA to vaccine kids five years and under?
Terrible, George. Absolutely.
Tell me why you feel that way.
Why would a five-year-old kid need to have a vaccine? Children have powerful immune systems, more powerful than adults.
And they're talking about two shots.
George, this is craziness. It's absolute craziness. And that we allow this to happen. But here's the thing, George. Do you know where we get our health information from? The news, right? Most of us get our health information.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who sponsors the news? Who are the major sponsors of the news? The drug companies. Pfizer sponsors 15 different TV shows. You can't spend 15 minutes watching a television show without seeing a commercial for a drug. So this idea of medicalizing our health challenges is a part of the corporatization of the medical model. And the only thing we can do is become savvy consumers and exercise something that is unfortunately in short supply, and that is something called critical thinking. Learning how to analyze information, learning how to assess the value of what people are telling us. We can't. Human beings are so innocent. We believe what we're told. And so when you have a spokesperson who's dressed up nicely on TV and they're telling you about how the latest health issues or what you have to do to take care of yourself, we tend to believe them. So what we have to do is we have to become savvy. We have to become sophisticated because certainly they're sophisticated. The people who are promoting these messages or who are messaging us about health, they know more about how our brains work than we do. They know the exact words we have to say, they have to say to communicate an idea. They know how to leverage fear, George. How much of this do you think has to do with fear?
Has to do with fear.
A lot of it, right? What happens if we decided that we were going to take our health challenges back into our own court, that we were going to address our health challenges ourselves? What happens if we decided not to eat fast food anymore? What happens if we decided not to eat fried fats anymore? What happens if we decided not to eat processed
sugars? Or as Doc would say, no glutens.
And gluten, too. That's definitely part of it. These are the ways that we want to be healthy, George. It's not about medicalization. It's about taking care of your own health business with diet, with nutrition, with exercise, with meditation, with the ways that God designed the human body to be healthy with. Our maker designed our human body to be healthy with good food, with good clean air, with good water, with movement and exercise. These are the basics. It's not about using drugs, and it's not about using vaccinations, and it's not about being interfacing with the medical model. It's about taking care of our own health business. And that's the message that Doc promotes, and that's the message that I promote. That's the message you promote. That's the message that we talk about every 6 weeks on this program. It's the idea of taking our health challenges back into our own court, addressing our health challenges ourselves without interacting with some outside authority.
But people have to listen and react and do. I've lost 3 friends over the last 3 years, Ben, that I thought they were listening to people like you and me and Doc, and apparently they weren't. And I think they all died foolishly.
Then you pay the price, you know? I mean, there's consequences for everything. There's consequences for eating fast food. There's consequences for a sedentary lifestyle. There's consequences for taking prescription drugs. You know, we think we take prescription drugs and we get better. I say to people, and they get shocked, there's no prescription drug on planet Earth that is designed to make you better. They're designed to hide symptoms at best.
And muffle it.
To hide them. And what's worse is they cost us the nutrients that we need to help heal us from the disease. When you take a drug, aside from the side effects of the drug, and all drugs have side effects, your body has to mobilize precious resources to clean that drug out of the body. When you take a drug, the body doesn't want that drug. The body wants to eliminate that drug. It wants to detoxify that drug, and that's why when you get dosed with a medication, the dose is much higher than the dose that you actually need to create a change in the body to account for the elimination of that drug that the body will do immediately. It's called the first pass effect. And this first pass effect is the liver cleaning out the drug as soon as you put it in your mouth, so they have to elevate the dose to account for that.
Hold on, Ben. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and take calls. We'll start with calls with you in just a moment. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to, the number to call, not to get on the show, but for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie back with you with pharmacist Ben Fuchs, criticalhealthnews.com. By the way, I need 100 of you to slam that website, so just take a moment and go to it right now, criticalhealthnews.com, and we will be on the verge of another record with pharmacist Ben. Isn't it fun to do that, Ben?
I love it, George. We do it every time we're on, don't we?
Absolutely. We're going to take calls this half hour with Ben Fuchs and next hour as well. He's with us every 6 weeks, along with Doc Wallach, and we just had Doc on 3 weeks ago. What a great guy he is, Ben.
Can you believe I don't even know if I should say this, but he is 80-plus years old.
He keeps telling us he's like he's 50.
Isn't it amazing? He has no prescription drugs, no doctors, still does, he doesn't travel as much anymore because of all the stuff that's going on, but he still does calls, Zoom calls every week, and does his radio show. I think he does two radio shows every day.
He does that Friday Ask Doc thing, and he's all over the place.
He is an amazing, amazing human being.
Here is an email in from Sam. He says, I have depression. I have no motivation. How can I increase my dopamine naturally?
Yeah, there's a lot of ways you could do that. But depression, number one, you got to figure there's usually some emotional, mental things that you got to work with. One of the best things you could do if you're depressed is exercise. Move your body. Get out and start walking or running, jumping up and down on a rebounder, stimulating that lymphatic system and the circulatory system. One of the things that happens when we're depressed is our body's depressed too. Our body is physically, literally pressed down. And moving your body is one of the most important things you could do to change your mood. The link between the body and the brain is intimate. When you move your body, your brain functions better. Number one, you get more circulation. But number two, you actually get more neurotransmitters, including dopamine. Also, dopamine is the neurotransmitter of moving forward. So doing something you don't want to do, doing a challenge, even if it's something as simple as washing the dishes or cleaning the garage, will raise your dopamine levels. And then there's foods that can raise your dopamine levels, too, especially protein foods like eggs and organ meats. And then there's nutritional supplements like the B vitamins and vitamin C that can help raise your dopamine.
What about that de-stress?
The de-stress is amazing for the adrenal glands and for stress, people who are dealing with stress issues. The key element in the adrenal glands is one of my all-time favorite vitamins, something called vitamin B5, which you don't hear a lot about.
You don't, no.
But it's very, very important for the adrenal glands. You know, I'm in the skin business, you know that. And one of the things that happens when you're under a lot of stress is your skin will start to secrete oils. And working with the adrenal glands and with the stress hormone cortisol using the de-stress can have a great effect on keeping your skin from being oily and keeping your pores small, too. Enlarged pores can be the result of excess cortisol. One of the best ways that you can know you're having an adrenal or cortisol issue and you can benefit from the de-stress is if you bend down to pick something up and you stand and you raise your body back up again, you feel dizzy or woozy. That ever happened?
Uh-huh.
In the gym sometimes when you're working out, if you drink a lot of coffee and you're
working out.
Get up real fast. Or even if you get up out of a seated position or out of a laying down position, you start to get a little woozy or dizzy. That's a classic sign that your adrenal glands are overworked. In fact, there's a condition called POTS. Have you ever heard of this thing called POTS, postural orthostatic?
I have not, no.
Tachycardia syndrome. That's where you move your body and not only do you feel a little dizzy or woozy, but your heart will race. And that is also caused by adrenal issues.
Almost like AFib?
Kind of. It's more like a fast, it's not really necessarily an arrhythmia, but it's more like your heart beats really fast to compensate for the movement. You know, when we move, our blood vessels have to adjust to that movement. And when your adrenal glands are stressed out, that doesn't happen. The heart will race. You'll feel dizzy and woozy. That's when you know you need your de-stress.
You ready for some calls?
Absolutely.
Let's start by going east of the Rockies. Gretchen is with us in Marlin, Texas. Hi, Gretchen.
Hey, Gretchen.
George, hi, doctor. I'm so glad I got through to you. I've been having a real problem with my legs, and which caused another problem, my broken arm.
Oh, geez.
They become really, numb, but I can feel the achiness. And, when I touch my skin, I can't feel it.
Oh, my goodness. That's not a circulatory issue. Do you have any blood sugar issues? Any blood sugar problem?
No. And my doctor said, by the way, my legs just went completely out from under me when I went to the bathroom when I woke up in the middle of the night, like I always do.
Yeah,
and I slammed into the refrigerator and broke my humerus.
That sounds pretty severe.
But as far as my legs go, my doctor said that my synthroid, putting me back on my Synthroid might help. And then she just gave me cyclobenzaprine or something for muscle relaxant.
Yeah, that's a muscle relaxant. I don't know why they give you that if you can't feel your legs and your legs are weak.
What is causing all that, Ben? And by the way, Ben's not a doctor, Gretchen. He is a pharmacist.
Right.
Go ahead, Ben.
Yeah, so a couple things. That's why I asked you about your blood sugar, because it sounds like there's something blocking the circulation to the lower part of the body. And a lot of times, if your blood sugar is high, that can affect the circulation in the lower parts of the body. And folks who are diabetics know good and well they always have problems with their feet and their legs and their toes. So it could have something to do with blood sugar, even if you haven't been diagnosed as such. That would be the first thing I would think about. And then if you could figure out a way to move to strengthen the muscles down there, that would also help you if you could get on. You don't want to work out too much or exercise too much. It sounds like your body's under a little bit of duress. But getting on an exercise bike and just kind of pedaling it a little bit to improve the circulation in the legs is what I would think. And then from a nutritional standpoint, a couple things come to mind. Number one, the B vitamins, and number two, essential fatty acids. I would be getting on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and I'd also be getting on the Ultimate EFA from Longevity. Those are the two things that I would think about. And then if you do have a blood sugar problem, of course, the Sweeties is excellent for anybody who's got any kind of...
What about a bone issue, Ben?
Say again?
A bone issue.
It sounds more like it's muscular. And that implies, to me, that implies circulation. I don't think it's bones. I think it's more like it's muscle.
And if you missed anything that Pharmacist Ben had mentioned, Gretchen, call this number, 1-855-949-7234. Just mention who you are because they're there taking notes on everything. Text and tweets. Tom, what do you have for us?
Hey, Ben, Walter in Chicago would like you to discuss the pros and cons of cow's milk versus almond milk.
Well, first of all, almond milk is kind of a misnomer. Milk is a food that a mother mammal passes on to the baby to feed babies, and there's no mama almonds out there, and there's no baby almonds.
So it's really not milk.
It's really not milk, exactly. It's fat and water. That being said, it doesn't have anywhere near the nutritional value of milk. Milk's a very interesting food, and I say food because it really is a food more than it is a beverage or a drink. It's a very interesting substance or food because it's loaded, I mean loaded, with nutritional value. But at the same time, it has many problems associated with it, cow's milk particularly, and homogenized and pasteurized cow's milk extra especially. So if you're going to do milk, cow's milk, you want to do raw milk. You don't want to pasteurize and homogenize. Of course, you got to be careful with raw milk a little bit. So you want to make sure it's fresh, and some states don't even allow you to have raw milk, raw cow's milk. But if you can do raw cow's milk, you'll bypass a lot of the problems associated with pasteurization and homogenization, and you'll get a lot of the nutritional value from it. That being said, a lot of people react to milk, and milk contains proteins that can be very, very allergenic for folks, and it's got to be a little bit careful. Almond milk, you have none of those problems, but you don't have anywhere near the nutritional value with almond milk. Almond milk is a pretty good source of calcium, and you'll get a little bit of protein. Of course, you'll get your fats from almond milk, but it doesn't have anywhere near the nutritional value of milk. The beautiful, the nutritional compounds in milk are concentrated in the water part of the milk. That water part of the milk is known as whey. I'm sure you've heard of that, right? Whey. Also the protein.
W-H-E-Y, right?
W-H-E-Y, exactly. So all the real good stuff in milk is concentrated in that water fraction that ordinarily is not used when milk is processed and turned into cheese. The whey is thrown out or is given to livestock, although these days bodybuilders and athletes and even average folks know about whey. This whey, and especially the protein that comes from whey, is unbelievably nutritionally valuable if you can tolerate it. Even if you have a milk allergy, a lot of people can tolerate the whey. And I'm telling you, George, whey protein, as far as a food supplement goes, is probably the single most important and most powerful food supplement you could ever take, especially, George, if you're an athlete,
mm-hmm.
especially if you're recovering from surgery, and especially if you're elderly. It's also a wonderful way to get calories and get nutritional value if you're dieting, because it's very filling and it's very satisfying. And Jebby has a great whey product called Fit Shake that has a huge concentration of whey, and it's actually sold as a diet or a meal replacement because it's got so much nutritional value. I am a big fan of whey protein.
You know, Ben, nothing's more important than your health. You can't help the Absolutely. People you care about if you're
George,
sick.
That's a really good point you said, George, because one of the saddest and hardest things for somebody to do is watch a loved one not only suffer from a disease or suffer from poor health, but not want to do anything.
Wither away.
And then they don't want to participate in their health, or they want to continue smoking, or they don't want to continue eating the bad food, or they don't want to supplement. It's the saddest and most tragic thing for somebody to have to do, to watch a loved one suffer from poor health. And that's why I love the Longevity product so much, because they make it easy for even people who don't want to participate or somehow resistant to participating in a nutritional supplement program to just get on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Just that one nutritional supplement is life-changing, and it's so easy to incorporate into a lifestyle, even for people who are resistant to nutritional supplementation.
Next up, Joe in the state of Maryland. Welcome to the program, Joseph. Go ahead.
Hey, Joe.
Hi, Mr. George. Hello, Mr. Ben.
Hi.
How you doing?
Great.
Hey, Joe.
Hey. I'm going to give a rotational cycle for folks to take stuff just to avoid getting sick. First week, oregano extract and moringa oleifariate. Second week, olive leaf extract and patiaco extract. Third week, grapeseed extract, turkey tail mushroom.
Wow.
Fourth week, garlic extract and astragalus. And if you have the COVID right now, I would recommend you take quercetin and bromelain.
Good for you, Joe.
He knows his business here.
Joe knows his stuff.
Good
I
stuff,
love that bromelain,
Joe.
By the way, the last thing you said there. That's a digestive enzyme that people will take for helping their digestion. But one of the neat things about digestive enzymes, as Joe obviously knows, is digestive enzymes are great for the immune system. And not only that, I'm sure you know this, Joe, digestive enzymes also thin the blood. And so for COVID, one of the a lot of folks think COVID is a respiratory problem. It's really a blood problem. And anything you could do to improve the movement of the blood fluid through the vessels can not only help you prevent getting COVID, but also can help speed healing and recovery. So bromelain, digestive enzymes in general, have a wonderful immune-boosting, anti-COVID, blood-thinning effect, in addition to being great for the digestive system, and that's the ultimate enzymes from longevity.
Why do people get so offended with other people who don't get vaccines, vice versa? I mean, it's incredible.
Isn't it? Cognitive dissonance, I think, kicks in. You know, people think that if they got it, then everybody has to, they have to have everybody get it, because if everybody doesn't get it and you got it, part of your brain says, well, maybe I shouldn't have gotten it. So you have to kind of deal with that cognitive dissonance, and people do it by yelling at everybody else. Other than that, I don't know why, because if you're vaccinated, what are you worried about?
Half of the people that I know who have been vaccinated, and that includes some of my family members, have come down with COVID.
Well, yeah. Even the CDC says it's not going to protect you.
Now, what they say is being vaccinated means you won't get it as severely, but who knows?
How do you know? Exactly, Joy. How do you know? There are people who die after they've been vaccinated. There's all these different strains. Do you know every year that you have a flu vaccine, right? This is the same thing.
Why do you have to? I don't get the flu vaccine.
Correct.
I don't take it.
Well, you're smart. Why do they have a flu vaccine every year, though? Because every year there's a different strain because the flu virus mutates. Well, the COVID virus mutates even faster, and that's why you have to have boosters. So now you've got countries where people are getting their fourth booster.
In Israel.
In Israel.
Four boosters, and it's not working. They just came out with a report. It's not working.
Exactly, George. So what's the reason? When you inject stuff directly into your bloodstream, no matter what it is, you're playing with fire. But with an unknown cocktail, nobody knows what's in this thing, by the way. The FDA...
I just think it came out too soon. They all came out too soon.
Of course they did. Vaccines take years to develop, not months. You know, not 6 months or 12 months. When the drug companies want 75 years to release and reveal what's in their vaccines. So 75 years
from now?
Yes, 75 years.
What are they hiding?
They say it's going to take that long to come up with the data, all the information.
Ben Fuchs with us, criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the number to call, they're there all the time, tonight, tomorrow, 1-855-949-7234. Let's take a quick call with Roberta in Garden Valley, California, west of the Rockies. Go ahead, Roberta.
Hey, Roberta.
Good evening, gentlemen. I've always been athletic, always watched my health. I don't eat a lot of bread.
Good.
But due to injuries, I have severe arthritis in both knees.
Oh.
And I'm facing knee joint replacement in a couple of months. What kind of advice can you advise me?
Healthy bone and joint pack, for one. That's the first thing I would do. That features.
How about turmeric?
The ultimate
anti-inflammation.
Turmeric is awesome. Turmeric is awesome for so many things, George. You can chew on turmeric root. You can get that at the health.
Yeah, you can do that, too. That's
true.
Yeah, it's
delicious. It's crunchy, and it's just a little bit spicy. You can chew on turmeric root. You can get turmeric capsules. Great for the digestive system, anti-cancer, anti-aging. I like the healthy bone and joint pack. And let me tell you something.
Now, that may not stop her from getting her surgery.
No, she probably might need the surgery. It's been a long time. You know, her body's been deteriorating. The knees have been deteriorating for a long time. But it will speed recovery. Anything you do, any kind of arthritis medication that you or nutrition that you use for arthritis, like the healthy bone and joint pack, will speed healing. It will improve cardiovascular functioning, and It will also improve your skin and prevent wrinkles and even reverse wrinkles. So anything you could do to build that connective tissue will support your joints and give you multiple benefits. And that's the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, and I get on it right away.
We're going to take a quick break with pharmacist Ben Fuchs, but we're coming back for a full hour to go now of your phone calls. Those of you on hold, just hang there. Those of you calling, get ready to do that. Ben Fuchs with us, criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the toll-free number to call anytime you want for assistance, because there are people there taking notes to what Ben Fuchs is saying right now. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Very helpful if you're driving a car, you can't stop and write these things down. Just remember the number.